Romans 8. Won't talk too long, but been observing some things in our world, and what I've been observing is suffering. And it doesn't matter whether a person's in Christ or outside of Christ, all of us suffer. All of us have death that comes to our families. All of us have sicknesses, pains, trials, troubles, tribulations. We all have those things. And just because we are in Christ doesn't mean that we obtain a curve, if you will. All of us have problems. Well, when you consider Romans chapter 8 actually gives us that idea. I don't have time to really go into depth, but when you consider just for a few seconds, Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, Jesus talks about the sufferings of certain individuals. We have the Tower of Siloam that falls on certain individuals. And it's interesting that Jesus would say something, if you will just look at that real quick, and then we'll hurriedly go to Romans 8. In Luke chapter 13, he says in verse number 2, and Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered such things? You know, man suffers. A man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. That's all mankind, Job 14:1. And so when you get to Romans chapter 7, and Paul is talking about that man, he's talking about himself, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Romans chapter 7, verse 24, and he brings up Jesus Christ in verse number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so there's some things that are going on, even in Romans chapter 8, as relates to what type of mindset will a person have. Will they have the mindset of the Spirit or the mindset of the flesh? Will they walk according to what God has said through the Spirit's teaching, or will they walk according to their own understanding? Proverbs 3, verse number 5. And so when you get down to verse number 18, he says something interesting to the children of God at Rome. He said, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. Now, stop real quick and look at verse number 17. Because in verse number 17, after he talks about identifying with God, what we mean by that is that we're able to call God Father, Abba. And so the very fact that we're able to call God Father, because we're led by the Spirit's teaching, we're sons of God, he says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And so those that are Christians have to suffer. But those who are not Christians, they suffer too. But because we're with Christ and we're suffering with Christ, we have an advantage, if you will. What advantage? We're able to go to God, and God hears us. 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. And so God hears those who are walking according to the Spirit's teaching. But then go back to verse 18 again. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, whatever they were dealing with, it was difficult, it was tough, just like it is for us today sometimes. They're not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What shall be revealed in us? That new body, that resurrected body. Drop down to verse 23. In verse 23, because he's talking about the groaning that's taking place in the body. The body is groaning. The spirit is groaning. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption. What adoption? I thought we've already been adopted. But he's talking about something else. He's looking forward to something else now. What's that? The redemption of our bodies. A new body. 1 John 3, the first three verses. Look at 1 John 3, the first three verses. And from here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But in 1 John chapter 3, we'll make this quick point, make another quick point, and the lesson will be yours. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. What an honor to be called a child of God. Isn't that what he just said in Romans chapter 8? That we are able to call God Abba, Father. We're children of God. It's an honor to be a child of God. And so notice what he says. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him, beloved. Now, we are children of God, and it has not been revealed what we shall be. But we do know something, that we're going to be just like him when he comes. We're going to receive a new body when he comes. This old body, whether it is racked with cancer, with pain, with arthritis, you don't even have to worry about this anymore. Why? Because we're going to receive a different body, a new body. A body that's going to be like the body of the resurrected Christ. Now, I say that to say this, because we groan in this body. We're ready to get out of this body, especially those who are living according to God's will. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul, who also wrote the book of Romans, so we have the same author, one who is inspired by God, and he says in verse number 1, for we know if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly designed to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. Not this, what we're fighting with right now. It's interesting that it's a struggle to live in this flesh. It's a struggle to be with these bones. It's a struggle. Why? Because it's always something trying to get us away from the task. Remember what Peter said in 1 Peter 2 and verse number 11, to abstain from fleshly lust at war against the soul. And so you got this fight that's going on. And so Paul says we're yearning for this habitation from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent, in this body, groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but rather clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit. It's a guarantee. Friends, I say that to say this. Wouldn't you rather suffer in Christ than outside of Christ? Wouldn't you rather have cancer in Christ than outside of Christ? Wouldn't you rather to deal with problems and struggles and temptations inside of Christ instead of outside of Christ? For everybody's struggling. But the question is, who do they go to when they struggle? You have some, they go to drinking and drugs and more sex and alcohol and temptation. They just flood themselves with it. But children of God says, no, I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to God. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to keep praying to God. Why? Because I'm groaning within this body, yearning for this new body that we're going to get one day. And friends, this is not it. This body, I look at Maya, beautiful young lady. When she was a baby, she was beautiful too. And when she turns 60, she's still going to be beautiful, but she ain't going to look like this. But here's my point. Here's my point. The spiritual body is never going to age. Why? Because it's going to be in that zone, in that area, in that realm, in that time frame that's eternal. So I say all that to say this. We're going to have problems. We're going to struggle. But be yearning for that new body, that new heaven, that new earth. That's what life is about. Walk according to the Spirit's teaching, and you'll put away the deeds of the flesh. It's a guarantee. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to consider obeying the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the appearance of Christ. By being baptized into Christ after believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, being willing to repent, confess Jesus Christ to be Lord, and of course being buried in water. Maybe the child of God needs special prayer. He's probably ready to go home now. You know, there are some days that I'm ready to go, ready to get out this flesh. Why? Maybe because I got things together that day. Some days you don't have it together. Like, no, not today, Lord. And as John said, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Sometimes we can't say that. Like, Jesus, wait. Just give me some time. As we stand, as we sing, Savior's invitation.